This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
This segment is brought to you by Imperial Valley Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And I got to tell you, I met Isaac, the general sales manager, Saturday at KUSI. And what a car guy. Customer satisfaction is number one on their list. It's not about selling vehicles. It's about taking care of you, the customer. I know that sounds like a bunch of baloney, but I was a service manager for over 30 years, and that's what I used as my forte, was customer service. Do you know they're open Saturdays and Sundays during the desert season? Why? And I'm talking about the service and parts department. Because if you get into a situation you need a part for your Jeep or your Ram, they've got it for you. I'm telling you. And the next number one thing, no markup. That's right. You want to go buy any Dodge, Jeep, Ram, whatever you want to buy, no markup. You can't get that everywhere, folks. So if you're looking for a new Dodge, Jeep, or a Ram vehicle, go to IVCDR.com. Talk to Isaac. Tell him you heard it right here on KCBQ. Alpha Site Logistics. Boy, they're going to get busy. The season's open. All the dumpsters and toilets and hand wash stations and shade trailers, all are being sucked up for events all throughout the open season. So you better get on their list, 760-352-8383, especially if you have an event coming up, because you're not going to be able to put it together unless you have the high-quality equipment Alpha Site Logistics has. And when you contact them, do us a favor and thank them for sponsoring SDORC Dirt Radio. All right.
Happy Halloween.
7 days a week. Yeah. Or 7 days, and we're going to the desert.
6 days.
6 days. Going to the desert. 6 days. Are you ready?
No.
No? Of course, you're never ready.
Two days. I'm going to the desert. I'm leaving Tuesday.
And stay out there.
Laying out the course and setting up the base camp. There's a lot of work to do before
stay out
the
there
event.
The whole week?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And we can't leave until the toilets and dumpster get picked up. And they'll be picked up the following Tuesday.
Okay.
So Tuesday to Tuesday, we'll be out.
All right. So, and you're not, you don't.
I can't off-road. I can't do.
Yeah, but you can go out there.
I will be hanging out and directing.
Yeah, because you know, since you're taking a slight vacation from work.
Yeah.
So you, in fact, that might be a good thing. It won't be as stressful.
Yeah.
Because trying to work and trying to, you know, put this thing together, and it looks like it's going to be massive.
Oh, this is it's a full-time job just putting this event
on. But I mean,
on.
This year, I think, is going to be bigger than years
Any
past.
Year we've ever had before. We have the most pre-registrations, the most entries
really?
That we've ever had before. We sold the most t-shirts pre-registered.
Most people calling and emailing, mm-hmm. asking questions.
That's excellent.
I get calls regularly.
Yeah.
Well, we got a couple of new people that have never been to Superstition that are coming out before, so... I'm coordinating with them. I'm going to have them camp with us,
sure,
set up with us so that we can get them out with good people and
go riding on the trail and stuff.
And yeah.
So, and you got all your checkpoints or
very excited. We've got ARC Trooper coming back. She's got some big stuff in mind. That's that big green Jeep, Jesse and Robert Puffenbarger. Then we've got South Coast RV. Yes, South Coast RV. We
are
just had them on KUSI yesterday. No, they've been around for over 30 years. Yeah, 30 years in Chula Vista. Service, repair, and parts. You need work done on your trailer. You need to get parts for your, you know, you want to do it yourself. And or they've got a great service department. Adam and Tyler are in charge of it. They'll hook you up and take care of you. They do everything from, you know, roofs, making sure your roof's good, making sure, you know, all your windows are good. You're not going to have any leaks, fixing your water tank, your gray tank, anything along those lines.
And they're down South Bay?
Down in South Bay. South Coast RV is down in Chula Vista off of Broadway and J Street.
That commercial's not you, do you? He just did a commercial.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they were out of KUSI, and just to, you know, you could tell it's a family operation.
Yes.
And it was just, yeah, it was really cool meeting those guys. I am actually going to talk to them to see if they want to do a once a month RV hour just to talk about repairs and tips, you know, maybe have you guys come in and partner up with it.
That would be absolutely amazing.
Yeah, because I think that'd be a good for a business like that to be able to have that access.
Yeah, yeah. Then, so South Coast RV is manning a checkpoint. We've got ARC Trooper. Then you have the San Diego FJ Cruisers Club. So the Toyota FJs, they've got their own club in San Diego.
Do they? Do you have their contact info?
I do.
I definitely want to get them on
for
Dave Scott, because I'll have to call Dave Scott and have him come down, because he wants an FJ so bad he could taste it.
Oh.
He has, but, you know, the problem is, you know, as he's saving his money, the price of the FJ
keeps going
creeping
up.
Out farther.
Yeah. Can't catch up.
And then he saves some more, and it creeps out farther, and he saves. Now he'd have to sell his house.
Yeah. So it's not all about the Jeeps. You got those Yodas out there,
those
too.
They
do great. Those FJs.
They're nice.
Michelle's
vehicles.
Is built to the tilt. She's the president, Michelle, I think her last name's Smith, for the San Diego FJ Cruisers. She's got a nice setup.
I had a friend of mine. He had one, 6-cylinder, you know, bone stock, was going out to the desert.
Yeah.
Fell asleep. Rolled off the side of the road, side rolled it about four times,
oh,
rolled back
gosh.
Up on his wheels. He looked around, started it up, put it in gear, and
oh my gosh.
On.
Didn't break his windows, didn't break. Oh my gosh.
Well, he tore off a lot of equipment, you know, mirrors and things, but yeah, he's.
Okay. Let's go.
Puts it in gear and he takes off.
Wow.
He brought it into the dealership, the Toyota store I worked at, and I went, what the? How high up in the air did you drop this from? He goes, no, I fell asleep, man.
Okay, so then we have Lifestyle Garage in El Cajon.
Yeah, those guys are cool.
They
helped out Action Jackson.
Yeah.
Which is off of my gun show.
Yep.
And those guys are so happy with the work that he did for them.
Oh, good.
And helped him out with their scanner. You know, because, you know, they had put big tires and wheels on the Jeep and didn't think to scan it. And
yeah.
They drove to the East Coast in limp mode.
Oh, yes. You told me. Yes. Ooh. They kept having the issues. They took it to three separate dealerships, and three separate dealerships did not get it corrected.
Who would go to the East Coast in limp mode?
How crazy is that?
Oh, my God.
Yes. So Lifestyle Garage in El Cajon, he's super smart when it comes to doing any type of vehicle, whether you've got a Ram, you've got a Yoda, you've got a Jeep, it doesn't make a difference. Daily drivers.
He's there.
Yes. Yeah. He's got you.
I love
that's Tony Snyder in El Cajon. The Gladiator or his wife's Jeep? The Gladiator's the one that was on the news with us with the rooftop tent on the back of it.
That thing's
built to the tilt. He's got 42s on it. It's big. It's
beautiful.
Beast.
The way he did it, black with the red rims or the ruby rims. I guess you call them ruby.
Ruby, yeah. So. They're amazing. And then last but not least, TDS 4x4 Club. We always partner with Tierra del Sol on several different things. We're grateful for our partnership with Tierra del Sol 4x4 Club. They're going to be out, and they'll be our fifth checkpoint.
Oh, so they have a checkpoint.
They have something huge in mind and big going on for this one. So the other ones, you know, made them aware they got to step up their game, make it fun, because we've got vote for best checkpoint. So it's a competition between the checkpoints to put on the
on
best.
That, the public?
The public. So when we do the raffle, everybody calls out. You got to hoot and holler, got to clap for who puts on the best checkpoint.
Cool.
And then we have a trophy that goes to the best checkpoint. It's going to be an awesome one between them. We got several prizes. Fire and Ice Heating and Air gave us a projector with a screen and a microphone so you could show movies out there. We've got the rooftop tents. We've got air compressor. We've got the air tank from HPA Systems. We've got racing fuel from FNL Racing Fuel.
Where's FNL?
FNL, so there's one in Lakeside, SNC Fuels, the Dion and Sons.
Right off 67?
Right off 67 that you
that
see off to the side.
That one fuel place has been there by itself
to the forever, right. Off to the right next to Ranch House.
It's all white?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have to get
so you could pull up to the pump right there, and you can get racing fuel out of the pump right there.
Really?
Yes.
So you don't have to buy a...
You don't have to buy a barrel or a pail if you don't want to. Because that's...
Can you put some racing fuel in my bucket, sir?
Yeah.
Well, I got my wife's cousin's Roadrunner on the road, and they're recommending half race fuel because you know, the valves are not, and they need lead.
Yeah, you know, they need lead. Dion and Sons right there in Elko. Right.
Let's take a quick break, and we come back. A whole lot more right here on STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Fire and ice, heating and air. Boy, I'm telling you, if it gets cold this winter, you're going to need these guys. The Ashley family in Lakeside have been doing this since 1983, and they have over 40 years' experience, and they are experts. All you need to do is give them a call. They won't charge to come out. They don't do a fuel charge. They don't do a trip charge. And if you don't believe nobody else is doing it, check your invoice. Just pay for the work performed. They'll discount on repairs for seniors and military. Free second opinion on another company's repair quote, which is always a good idea. Fire and ice, heating and air. Give them a call at 1-800-400-ICE, 1-800-400-ICE, or go to their website, fireandicehvac.com. And Wayne Miller Tire. If it's round and full of air, Wayne probably sells it. From golf carts to semis to tractor trailers to dune buggies to race cars, if Wayne doesn't have those tires, probably nobody does. And then Wayne's decided that, you know, it's getting tired of sending you out to get alignments, brakes, shocks, suspension, brakes, oil changes, radiators. So he's doing it himself right there in-house. 619-596-2800. And if you can find Wayne Miller at work, it's like finding the lost lizard. Because he retired.
That's because he retired. Yes. Shout out to Ricky and Rico, who have taken it over, R2H2, but they're still doing Wayne Miller's name, Mobile Tire. It's been there for over 30 years, so we don't want to, you know, get rid of that.
So swing by. It's right there, next to the drive-in. And
in Santee off the 67. Yep.
And tell them you're looking for Wayne Miller.
Yeah.
Just start nosing around.
Or if you're
around.
Stuck on the side just of the road, just start nosing around. Call.
Say, what are you doing? I'm looking for Wayne Miller. He's like the lost lizard. Dude, how come that lost lizard is so big?
Easier to find. Easier to spot.
The whole idea was you're not going to be supposed to find it.
Well, when he's out on the trail, he's either the passenger of a side-by-side or a Jeep, or he's on the back of a dirt bike or a three-wheeler. So you have to be able to pay attention and see him.
You got to motorize him where he's going to be trucking down the trail.
By himself. Get one of those kids' power wheel toys and just have him around his own power wheel.
Exactly.
Tesla auto-driving lizard.
I think that was an awesome
That's
idea.
That's great. Yes. So you saw Max. Max is approximately 3.5 feet tall.
That's his name.
That's
Max?
His name, Max. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
He's been an ugly lizard.
Max, the lost lizard, for many years.
He's an ugly lizard.
My mother-in-law just redesigned him.
She made him?
Yes, she made him.
Oh, sorry, Mom.
Yeah. Ed got his tail caught in his three-wheeler. Tires and burned his tail and his feet off, melted it all last year
you
and everything.
That?
So
My
you know,
wasn't
the
me.
Lizard regrew his new feet and his
new tail
and new hands and
yeah. They
so you know
they
not to give the lizard to Ed.
Well, we're gonna go back and forth. I think my husband might start out with them in a side by side, and then half the day he'll be on them on the three wheeler or the dirt bike.
We'll
so
put it on his helmet.
We gotta have him out there.
Well, no, I know, but don't let him do it.
Oh, that's his favorite part.
That's my best.
That's my husband
favorite
and
thing.
His favorite thing to
well,
do.
I can see your husband, but this guy rips tails off and feet.
You got to be more careful with him.
Put him on your
I couldn't
in front
see
of you.
His behind me.
Put the lizard in front of you with his arms around your back.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That would not look right.
We'll figure something out.
Well, you could have the lizard bent over the tank.
No, that's not even better. That's now, worse, Dave.
Find your
Facebook,
manners.
Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. Ed Stoven, the world famous lost lizarder.
This is in Glamisport.
So how do you get to this place? I mean, all you guys know how to get to Superstition, but how does the general public, can they Google it? Can they map it?
You can go to MapQuest. Google Maps has it. If you put in the dip, it will actually take you to the dip at Superstition not to Superstition. If you Google Superstition, it's going to take you 6 miles down Wheeler and drop you at the base of Superstition Mountain. Yeah. If you put in where we're going to be for
we don't
our
go to Superstition.
Our event is going to be the dip at Superstition. So it's off of
at Superstition,
but it's off of Hub Roof. It's about 5 miles from the mountain. So you do not turn down Wheeler. It is off of Huff and Immler. It's right where Immler turns to Huff.
Is all this information at SDORC?
Yes. You go to www.sdorc. There is a link to the base camp coordinates where base camp will be, and that will automatically open up whatever your map program is in your phone.
It'll be Waze.
Send you to it.
Or call or email. We'll straighten you out.
Yeah, I've been several people.
You can get there with your eyes closed, but if we're going to get as many newbies out there, unless it's real easy to find.
They have my cell phone number, my email, 619-992-4180. Feel free to give me a call.
You have service out there?
I have full service out there. You'll be able to get a hold of me. I myself will not be leaving base camp. I'm broken. I will not be off-roading. Right. I will be available the entire time.
Taj Mahal.
Yes, pretty much.
So San Diego people will take Highway 8 out to the desert. They'll take Dunaway exit.
Where's Dunaway?
It's just like a little exit, like halfway between Ocotillo and El Centro. And then you'll go north, turn right on Evan Hughes Highway, go about 4 or 5 miles, turn left on Huff Road, go another 4 or 5 miles, and we're right next to Huff Road.
Then you'll see all the...
Yeah, we'll have signs. Evan's signs will be out you won't be able to miss us.
Because like I said, unless people are pretty confident on how to get to where they're going.
Yeah. No, I think it'll be easy for them to see. I think we'll have it lined out with trails, signs, and everything.
Okay, cool. All right. So what else you got?
Go ahead.
You gotta talk politics.
A little bit of stuff. Red Rocks Canyon State Park is making a new management plan, and we talked a little bit about it last week, and Audrey pointed out that they now allow green sticker vehicles in there, and I understand there's two roads that are green sticker agreeable. On the current website, it says that green sticker vehicles may travel on the primitive road system within the park. I'm not sure how many roads that is, but I think they have 63 miles of roads in there. I just looked. So in the management plan, the draft of it, they have two alternatives. And when they do these management plans with CEQA or NEPA, they're required to have alternatives. So the alternatives, one is how it is now, and the other alternative is how they want to go to. And the way they want to go is they want to have no green sticker vehicles. They say, therefore, certain activities such as unrestricted off-highway vehicle recreation are no longer allowed. The system of primitive roads, approximately 68 miles, was adopted to reduce impacts and allow vehicle use to access isolated scenic and natural areas in the park. These roads may be traveled by licensed operators using vehicles that meet all applicable requirements of the California Vehicle Code, street legal vehicles, including street legal OHVs. So they want to make it so it has to be street legal. And right now they let green stickers in there. So we don't like that, and we're going to comment on that. I kind of don't think it's going to matter, but we're going to tell them that we would like to have green sticker vehicles still allowed in there. And there's a good reason, because there's two off-road vehicle areas nearby. Dove Springs is to the northwest, and Jawbone Canyon is to the southwest. And people like to go from one to the other, and it's very convenient if they can go through Red Rock Canyon State Park. So they should be able to cross through there to get to the other side. Because not only recreating like high performance is fun, like people like sport off-roading. Like, let's do the jump, let's climb the hill and all that. But there's also off-road touring. Like, we want to just travel from here to there and
see all the nice places to see.
Yeah, just go a long drive. And we don't have to climb the big hill and do the crazy stuff. We just want to travel. And to go from one area to the other, it's really neat. And it'd be fun to go to Red Rock. They have a visitor center there. So I'm going to comment on it that they should allow off-road vehicle, OHV, off-road vehicle, off-highway vehicle, excuse me, traveling to go through there. So that is That's the big deal. There's all kind of stuff in the management plan, but I mostly focus on the vehicle stuff.
How much longer for comments?
To December 7th.
Okay. So we have a little over a month left.
They give like 45 days.
Okay.
They just started this. So I've been looking through it, and I mean, they say all kind of nice things, but I mostly focus on the off-road vehicle stuff.
Okay.
So.
Coolios.
I'd like to talk a little bit about raffles, and maybe we can go into the next segment with it too. But a lot of times you'll see a raffle. You pay so much money, you get a ticket, and you can win the trip, the vehicle.
Tires.
Set of tires. In California, only nonprofit organizations are allowed to hold raffles.
Well, of course.
I mean, now, that's not such a bad thing, because sometimes people are a little shady on their raffles. And in the older days, people would say, okay, you know, you buff out your personal vehicle. Okay, we're raffling this car. And then you collect a bunch of money, and then you sort of forget to draw a ticket and give the car to somebody.
Mm.
Right? There's a lot of fraud and scams can take place in raffles. In fact, there was one that I was next to with SDRC some years back. We had our raffle buggy, the $80,000 car with trailer. We were at a big off-road show. We're there, and we're trying to sell raffle tickets.
Yeah, you brought that to KUSI one time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did. With Dee Dee.
Mm-hmm. How's she doing?
She's okay. I message her once in a while.
Yeah, I do too.
She's in your neighborhood. She lives in Alpine. Yeah. So we're at the show, and right across from us is this big truck that's all done up for off-road, and it's a raffle prize, and they're selling raffle tickets. Buy raffle tickets. So I walk over there, and I go, oh, you're selling raffle tickets. What's the entity that's selling the tickets? Oh, it's the shop. And where are the proceeds going? And they said, oh, they're going to help the desert. And I go, well, okay, so I'm president of SDRC. I know the presidents of all the other organizations, and I know all the, I'm in the group. And I go, so which organization? Oh, you better talk to that guy. I'm not sure. Well, they didn't have an organization they were giving money to. It was a shop truck that they were selling raffle tickets for, but there was no accountability for it.
Yeah, they're just selling their truck.
And then I was frustrated, but I didn't do anything. I was younger and greener. I was recently became a leader. And now if that happened, I would call the police and I would bring up the raffle rules on my phone and I would say, this is not a legal raffle. I would like them to be arrested or cited.
Right.
I would really be upset about it. We are a nonprofit.
Because it hurts.
Audrey bends over backwards to make our stuff legitimate, legal. I mean, every year you apply for a raffle permit for SDRC.
And what do I say to you? Like when we got you that air suspension system, make sure you contact them, make sure you tell them where it's going, make sure if they want to come out, they're invited. Yep. The last thing you want to do is because once you taint a raffle, then no one's,
your reputation is damaged. Right. The state can come after you. So these guys, I mean, sad. I was just mad. Right. Well, we got
to
go.
Let's take a quick break. You're all listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Okay. All right. Welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey, you're thinking to refi, thinking of buying a house. Maybe you're going to do a reverse mortgage. Well, we got the guy for you. Mr. Chris Wiley at Primary Residential Mortgage Inc., located in lovely Alpine. Chris has been doing this for more years than we care to admit, and you don't want to make a mistake when it comes to mortgaging. So if you're looking to buy a VA home for a buck because you are in the military, that's still available. Maybe an FHA loan, reverse mortgage, whatever it is, you need to call Chris at 619-722-1303. Thank him for supporting SDORC Dirt Radio, and make sure you go with somebody that will take care of you like family. And speaking of family, SNS Off-Road Magazine, go to SSORMAG.com. Sherry and Steve have been covering the desert since 1982, and I don't know of anybody that does it better, whether it's information, classes. What are you doing making that noise?
What? I doing?
It's going.
Oh, my ring. I was cleaning off the thingy.
You can clean later. I'll get you a little mop and a bucket and a scarf to wear around your head.
Gotta have the cleanness around here. I don't like it dirty.
Come to my house. But SSOR, Off-Road Magazine, it's just a great periodical. Jump on board. Help these people out. And you can even sell stuff, buy stuff. It's just a ton. So it's SNS Off-Road Magazine. Check them out. All right. So what else we got for the next?
We were talking about raffles.
Oh, yeah.
They have these rules to protect people like us who might buy a raffle ticket from scammers, from people doing bad things. So not only do you have to be a nonprofit to hold a raffle, you cannot transact raffle tickets across the internet. That's kind of a big deal.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. You have to do it. You can do it in person. You can like mail a check to them and they will send you a raffle ticket. You can even like call up and give your credit card. But you can't just go to the shopping cart on the website, put in your PayPal or your credit card, and then automatically do it. That's illegal. And that... it's inconvenient for Audrey and I.
I see the look on your face. So I just want to clarify. Sweepstakes are different than raffles. And you can sell sweepstake tickets online.
What's the difference between the two?
Opportunity drawing is another word for a sweepstake.
Yes, opportunity drawing.
You can enter for free.
Oh, you don't.
So there's different ways. So with a raffle, you're buying the raffle ticket. Right. And you
sweepstakes.
See where it says no purchase necessary?
Right.
You don't have to pay to enter it.
Got it.
Yes.
That's a big
chance of you winning are slim, but
it's slimmer if you don't give any money.
Isn't there a publisher clearinghouse?
Oh my god. Remember that?
My wife did that for 8 years.
That's a sweepstakes.
Never missed a mailer. Never
so did my mom, my mother in law and father in law.
And they never won a thing.
I don't think so.
Well, if they did, you wouldn't be sitting here. You'd be...
No.
So the reason I brought it up is I got a message that they're changing the raffle rules.
Again.
The state is. So I open the thing and I look, and they're not doing anything like a big deal that bothers us. They're changing a couple words around.
Right.
But I just wanted to look at it and see. And it's sort of good for us to rethink about our raffle situation. Because SDRC is a nonprofit. We register with the state to hold raffles. Audrey does a great job of filling out the form and sending the $25 you have to send in. And then at the end of the year, you have to give her a report. Okay, we did this.
How many you sold?
They want to know.
Who won?
And it's good that there's oversight because it's really easy to do a bogus raffle.
Is that like voting?
Scam people. It's like that, but different.
Well, that's right. There's no oversight on voting. I'm sorry. It's only on raffle tickets. Okay. Well,
and,
there's priority one.
And I like raffles. Like for our Lost Lizard, it's
too.
A wonderful part of it. I'm not so in favor of it as being your fundamental fundraiser for an organization.
No, it should be just a bonus.
Like other groups will raffle off big cars and things. And while it's effective, and I don't discount that doing it is good, but I think if you're going to put that much effort in, if you put on something like the Lost Lizard Fun Run, everybody that enters has fun. And get something out of it, right? They get an experience. They have a lot of fun. All those people that bought raffle tickets for whatever big thing, everybody lost except one person.
Right.
Or if they have two things, two people.
Gotcha.
Right. So 1,000 people lose and one person wins.
Right.
I mean, but half the time when I'm buying those raffle tickets, I don't think of it as I'm buying a raffle ticket. I think of it as I'm contributing to the club or the organization because I don't think that I'm, you know, okay, that would be great if I won, if I actually won. But my luck, I don't.
So in other words, you don't buy the ticket and then glue it to your refrigerator and every day wait in the mail for your keys.
No, my husband's been packing and getting ready for the Lost Lizard. He's out in
how
the
many
camper
raffle
doing
prizes,
the thing. He's like, he found one of his raffle things. He got the Cal 4-wheel win a Jeep. He bought one of them at Sandsport Super Show. And he's like, I forgot I even bought this. So,
well, that's me too.
And does he keep it? No. What did he do? He threw it away. Because do we expect to actually win or have it? No.
I don't
we
think
just
you
did
need
it to support
the
club. Like,
if they call you, then you're obviously the winner.
But if they call you, sometimes they still want to see your ticket.
Okay,
but
how do they know to call you, right? Out of everybody.
I am as unlucky as a turtle. Okay. So when I buy a raffle ticket, it's strictly a donation cause.
Yep.
And it's a good excuse to donate. Okay. They went to all this trouble.
Some of it's
I'm going to donate.
Deductible, like you guys.
No, I'm sorry. We're not. We're a 501c4.
Yeah. Oh, you're political. Okay.
You have to be a C3 to have a tax deductible from an individual.
Yeah.
Now, a company can donate to us and they can write it off.
Right.
But that's the difference.
Gotcha. So, yeah. No, yeah, but
a business can write it off as advertising.
So more and more people need to understand, you know, the rules and regulations of raffle prizes. And
yeah. And one of the things that we do is our board members are not allowed to buy raffle tickets. But if you volunteer for the event, you know, it doesn't mean that you can't partake in the event. And we've had people get upset over that in the past and complain and tell me that I was running an illegitimate raffle. And that really hurt my feelings.
And was that because you...
No, it's because one of our regular members.
Bought a whole pile of tickets, by the way.
Yeah. So Doug
bought a lot of tickets.
Doug buys $100 in tickets, which gets him 200 raffle tickets. Then his son buys $100 in raffle tickets. Then
his aunt buys $100.
Yeah. Then the best friend who's right there buys $100. Her husband buys $100. They all dump them into the same thing. So, you know, they have 1,000 raffle tickets that they're following.
My wife won the other day at the gun prom by doing that.
Yeah. And so, you know, I can't, and people get upset and mad, and they're, you know, because he's wearing an SDURC orange volunteer shirt.
And he wins.
And he won. So they thought, you know, well, that's not fair. And it's rigged or something. It's like, it's not rigged. We have a kid that's up on the stage that pulls the tickets. The ticket gets stapled to the prize, and then the prize gets handed over to the person to verify the other person's ticket
when
that
they
bring up. When they pick it up, you know, it's all done in front of a couple thousand people that are there.
Don't you want to get up on the mic and say, okay, I just want you to know this is rigged because we're showing you that we're rigging it.
Right.
So my address is when you have the sheriff come over.
Right.
I mean, how stupid do you think we would be?
Well, it just breaks my heart that somebody would think that.
Well, that just shows you that's not your friend.
How much we put in and done and do for what we do.
Buy more tickets.
I know. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
You want to
how hard we volunteer. We don't get any.
It
cost us so much to do this.
We have a guy that comes every year. One single dude. He's a business owner. He comes with his friends and his family. He's got a couple kids and stuff. Every year, he puts down and throws down $1,000. So he gets... What is that? 2,000 tickets that
he
has.
A lot of stuff.
He wins a lot of every year. He wins a lot of prizes. He keeps what he wants. He throws stuff out into the crowd.
Does he?
It's great. He's a great guy. But people get mad. They think that it's rigged. And I'm like, did you buy $1,000 in tickets or did you buy $20 in tickets?
Or did you buy one?
Yeah, exactly. Or did you not buy any? And
the
you go through the ones that
checkpoint.
We give away because we give away freebie
one
ones
at
the checkpoints and stuff. Like, you know, you play the game of the checkpoint, you get you register for the event, you get a free raffle
Can't
ticket.
Can't you be happy for people that, you know, win?
I wish.
And
it's
donate
to
our organization?
Good, yeah.
Right, they donate all this money. It's, you know, that's how it works.
Hello.
That's how it works, but... Yeah, so I really hope that, you know, people are just a little bit more understanding this year.
I got another one that it'll blow you away. So I support Barona Speedway.
Yes.
And all the little 8 and 9 year olds.
Yes.
And so I decided to throw some money at them. I said, I'm going to throw $300 at you guys. So everybody that, you know, the first, second, third person that wins a race will get, you know, I think it's $50 or whatever, however way I did it.
Yeah.
So I came out with cash. Oh, no. It's against the law to let little kids win cash.
Oh, that makes them professional?
It's got to be like a gift card.
Really?
Oh, so you go get a Visa card or something.
Like, and what about a check? You can't write them a check?
Target gift card.
So I go, whoop, but... So I just did it again for the last Friday's race. So I had to send a check to the promoter that was doing it. Then the promoter had to go buy gift cards and ying, 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 ying.
Wow.
That's a pain in the butt.
I was a little
kid. I should hook you up with F&L Fuel Racing so that you could donate fuel for them next time. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I don't know what they use out of Barona, but that would
be standardized.
I don't know, but I would like to get F&L on radio to talk to people.
Yeah,
about
Brian Bisbee, he's amazing.
Is he a good talker?
He's an absolute yes. He's been a Baja Desert racer for years. He's available right now as a navigator and a racer.
Right.
He's huge into the desert
industry.
Send
me an email on him because
I will.
Love,
Yeah. Yeah. Brian Busby. He's absolutely amazing.
I might even
amazing.
Put him on KUSI just to talk to the people about race fuel.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be great. He's local here in San Diego. I would love to coordinate that.
Yeah, let's
that
do
happen.
That.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Let's take a quick break. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
You should see Audrey dancing under that song, girls and guys.
Isn't that fun?
Hey, I drove by. I haven't stopped, and Ed was supposed to stop and get sandwiches. The Wise Ox is your neighborhood butcher shop, located in North Park and La Costa. And since Ed lives in La Costa in a mansion, he could have drove right by, picked us up some sandwiches. But did he? No. And Brendan picked up Tommy's and didn't bring any in for us either. But owned and operated by the Trust Restaurant Group, the Wise Ox is not only your classic meat shop, it's a deli, a wine shop, a party too. They got a massive barbecue sitting out front. It's all the parts and pieces that make up the award-winning restaurant group. Available for you to enjoy at home. It's a shop that highlights premium beef, heritage pork, free-range chickens, and all the painstaking sourced by their experts, chefs, and butchers. The Wise Ox Butcher Shop in North Park, 2855 El Cajon Boulevard, Suite 1. You can't miss it. It's massive, even though Ed was supposed to stop by today and pick up sandwiches.
I'm packing for Lost Lizard.
Wasn't that right,
I don't
Audrey?
Have a minute
did we
to
not
spare.
Have this conversation last week?
We did have this conversation
Thank
last
you very
week.
Much. I just thought I'd throw that out there. Not that we're telling anybody.
Okay, a week after next. Okay. Next week? I don't know if we're going to be here.
And do not bring anything for Brendan.
Oh, Brendan, you got cut out.
Look at it. He's got Tommy's whatever, chili whatever. Running all down his face. It's on his shirt.
It's not on my shirt. I made sure I did like the bib napkin
made you
thing.
Look. You're eating Tommy's?
I've not eaten Tommy's. Where is Tommy's?
It's Claremont Mesa. Yeah. They like to do their burgers and slobber them in chili.
Aren't they by Arby's?
Yeah, I think they are right next door, if I'm not mistaken. Brendan wouldn't know.
I can't remember, honestly.
He's laser focused.
Well, I let Ed do Red Rock State Canyon. I want to talk Glamis.
Okay.
It is Halloween weekend.
Dirty Glamis.
Did anybody go to Glamis this weekend, Audrey?
My brother-in-law and Cam went out, and a couple of friends went out.
Them and several hundred thousand of their friends.
Was there a few people
and
there?
And then I wouldn't say several hundred thousand, probably about 120,000 people out there for Camp Razor.
And nobody got
this
hurt.
Weekend. Not one person got, well... People got hurt, I'm sure, but there were no fatalities.
Well, how could you
Big
get
difference.
Hurt? There's so many vehicles out there. Your speed limit must have been 7 miles an hour.
Oh, I know. I can't believe some of the videos that are coming from the hills on Saturday night.
Oh, my God.
Sunset Hill,
down.
The drags were out of control. Okay, so here's my pet peeve.
I knew
when you are at the drags, when you line up at the drags, do not, so many people, because they don't want to, go behind somebody, like, we need to go back to the 80s and 90s. You need to be 4, 5, 6 vehicles deep and keep it straight. I can't believe some of the videos from the drags that came out. They did the helicopter flyover, mm-hmm. the drags. This one's the west side did this, and literally the cars came
As
out and lined up. It zigzagged, has
so
this
it's not
crazy.
A straightaway?
It's not straight at all. It's super dangerous. It's super. The fact that somebody didn't get injured.
Who organizes
it? Amazes
that?
My mind. So it's just random.
It's not
there's no
organized.
Organization whatsoever. Nobody's
well,
in charge of it.
Problem.
When you
Let me
line
tell
up, you line
I
up.
Asked
so
the
you
BLM.
Just got to be smart about it, right?
What do
so
you guys
I'm calling
do about
you people out for not having the brains to line up correctly for the drags.
What's the BLM doing?
They're not listening. Well, I asked Neil about that. I said, what's the BLM do about the drags? He's like, oh my God, it's a problem. if we do anything, then we own liability for it.
Right.
And we have to do everything.
So they
and
can't.
And that's just way outside of our scope.
Yeah, because they
right?
have
We're
to
gonna
set
put
up
fences
a course for it. Fences.
And liability waivers yes, and charge fees. Like, for they don't want to do any of that.
And,
so
right.
ambulances.
And it's
yes.
not illegal.
Helicopter yes. service.
Yes. yes
it's not illegal for people to
there's no speed
informally.
Limit.
Yeah, there's no speed limit if you're away from vehicles.
Yeah.
It's not illegal for people to informally race. right? Wow. Let's pull up. They nod at each other and then they go.
Yeah. Wow.
That's not illegal.
No flagman.
So
it's nothing.
No flagman.
It's turned
no.
into something big.
It's huge.
Like very powerful.
12 o'clock on Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Highly capable 12. Vehicles racing. And there's no requirements for safety gear. There's no flaggers. I stay away from it. When I was with Audrey, we were like a quarter mile away from the side, up on the hill watching. Like we weren't anywhere near like ground zero.
I like to be overlook. And
dangerous.
See. Yeah.
It's super dangerous. I don't want to. That's scary.
Yeah. Yeah. People just, you cruise up, you run around the side, you cruise up to the front of it, you pull in from the front, you stop, you wait until somebody lines up next to you, you line up, you think you're going to compete, right. we're good, all right, 1, 2, 3, bam, you hit it and you go, and that's what it is. And heaven forbid, if this line is out and he goes crooked at all, you know, and he's doing... That, you know, they're at 100 miles an hour that.
What if they end up in the crowds?
Oh, it's happened in the past. It has happened in the past. I have actually been there when somebody has ended up
plowed into the crowd.
I've been there when somebody in the crowd decided to just head to the other side and they didn't go out and about and meander down
No,
they got in there on their dirt bike. They got on their dirt bike and they went to go across while people are coming down at them full speed and seeing a head-on collision, T-bone collision from you know that happening because the guy's popped a wheelie and he's got a wheelie up
and he
doesn't see the dirt biker coming across the drag. So you know that's one of the things that just absolutely irritates me. And it's never the east side. It's always the west side. It's always the side that's up against Gecko Road that has the issue, that can't line up correctly. And I don't understand
why. You know that's going to get the desert closed one of these days.
So one of my other biggest pet peeves.
That's a quick way to get
peeves.
It closed.
I don't know how.
Hey, if Paul Pelosi is out there and he gets run over by one of those cars, it's over.
It's over for him.
So
that'd be a problem and a solution all in one.
Well,
it's not a solution. It wasn't the house.
Yeah, really.
Sorry. Okay. So my other big one is this is the trash. This is the trashy people.
Audrey's face
is
getting red.
Disrespectful POS who decides that they can't throw their trash that they just spent the whole weekend. They keep their trash outside. Hopefully they keep a cover on it so it doesn't blow away, right? That's what we all want. But it's, you know, sometimes you get weather out there, unexpected. Hopefully you take care of your stuff. But one thing that super upsets me is I just got a phone call this morning from the supervisor from the Bureau of Land Management asking me about my Adopt a Highway program that I have going out there. And why? Because he was driving from the train tracks at the 78 by Glamis Beach Store and Glamis Flats, Vindero area, down over to the Kauia station off of Gecko Road. The amount of trash on the side of the road on the 78 on both sides of the freeway from people leaving, and there's only dumpsters in certain spots, right? So you have to go to the dumpster to dump your trash or take it all the way home with you.
It's not that hard to get to those dumpsters.
It's not that hard to get to.
How much trash do you have?
You've only been out there for a weekend, so you got a bag, maybe two bags, you know.
Three at the most.
So what do? They take the trash bag, the string, and they go and they loop it two times on their bumper, and then they hang it off of their bumper because they don't want, you know, the liquid or whatever in their motorhome or their trailer or their RV, so they hang it off the side of the vehicle.
What a stupid...
And then they hit, you know, like they're going to stop and drop it. And they don't stop. They hit the freeway, and the minute that they start picking up speed on the freeway, it blows off the side of the freeway. There is so much trash right now that the BLM is going to have multiple rangers out there for at least a week straight to pick up all the trash between Glamis Flats to Gecko Road. Wow. That is so disheartening and to me. And if they don't get out right away and do it,
You got
weather out there. Yeah. It's going to blow out in the desert. It's going to get blown over. So then you know you're cruising down Sand Highway. And
people that don't like us could sue, saying, "Look, this is causing
something
that.
Blew out on the road. It caused me to have a flat." You know, they
care about the environment,
preserving the natural environment. You know, we don't want it riddled with trash. Too. That's just even understand.
People can get that stuff out there. They can get the bottles and cans full of stuff out there, but somehow they can't get it home.
So
you can pour it out till it's empty.
I do have to do a shout out for Camp Razor. Camp Razor was out there this weekend. It's Halloween weekend. It's the first time in 2 years. It is the biggest Camp Razor that they have had. Pennywise played last night. Face to Face played last night. Free concerts. They pulled 120,000 people out to the desert easy this weekend. I got to give it up for them. They had 20 to 25 paid employees out and about around their home base, and then all up and down Gecko, the Glamis Flats vendor area. They picked up several bags of trash all around the vendor area and everything like that, but they didn't branch out. So you can't tell me last night at Oldsmobile when they had 100,000 people at Oldsmobile. I mean, you can watch the videos. Guaranteed there is anywhere from 50,000 people at Oldsmobile last night at 9 to 10 last night. Easy. Guaranteed. I mean, it was chaos last night. So you can't tell me that hill's not absolutely destroyed today.
With trash.
Littered with trash from people that were just hanging out there. That's just disappointing. Why can't you pick up your trash and take it back with you? I don't understand. So we're working on adopt a highway so that we can get out there and do highway cleanups after big weekends like this. I'm working on a adopt a wash program so that we can have businesses out there. But we need active people who are going to actually step up and go out and help us out.
You need a YouTube page. And YouTubing these people.
Oh, I have somebody right now who's there right now. He's videoing all the trash. He's going to send it to me so I can go on all the Glamis pages and blast people.
Well, what I'd like to do is have somebody just sit on the road and watch vehicles go by
and video them.
And video them, get their license plate, and turn
get
them
the
in.
Person on the thing. Yeah,
get
I would
them turned
love,
in.
Yes, I would love that.
You could get your own little police department. You could wear little hat, you could wear a little gun.
And you know, that's one thing. That's why people don't like me, because I'm the enforcer and I'm like,
You're an old lady. Old lady before you're an old lady.
I know, I'm a young old lady.
Thanks for joining us for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit sdorc.org. That's sdorc.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.
This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.